Greaterford Prison in Montgomery County has seen its fifth suicide since the beginning of the year. Pennsylvania corrections officials say that even though they've already done a lot to improve conditions for seriously mental ill inmates, it's clearly not enough. WHYY's Nina Feldman reports.
The deaths follow 3 years of improvements around mental health issues across Pennsylvania state prisons. In 2015, the Department of Corrections settled a lawsuit which challenged using solitary confinement as punishment for the mentally ill. John Wetzel leads Pennsylvania's DOC, and he says it's made a lot of improvements for inmates with mental illness.
We've eliminated restrictive housing for them altogether.
The settlement required training for all DOC staff in mental health first aid and suicide prevention. Still, five people have taken their lives at Greaterford since January. Wetzel says he knows there's a difference between having the right protocol and how it actually plays out.
You know, how the system is supposed to work is we're supposed to get all relevant information from the county. Based on that relevant information, we should be making an assessment on someone's mental health and suicidality. So we've had some shortcomings in that area.
Sumin Ye is managing attorney with the Pennsylvania Institutional Law Project. While the DOC won't confirm whether any of the five inmates had been on suicide watch, Ye says if the conditions in suicide watch are bad enough, it could prevent people from speaking out about their depression or suicidal thoughts.
You're placed in a cell by yourself. You aren't allowed to wear your clothes. You have some type of hard smock. So the conditions of the suicide watch cell itself, I think, are so harsh that they could really make you feel much worse.
Greaterford's roughly 2,500 inmates will be transferred to a new correctional facility this summer. Wetzel says the upcoming move is another source of anxiety for many inmates. Nina Feldman, WHYY News.